Check, check, yeah. check. Yeah. Check.
Yeah.
If we all do that in harmony, that would be.
Sorry, I stopped.
I don't know what harmony is.
What is a harmony?
Maybe yelling in my band. What harmony is this?
What genre were you?
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to Sappening Podcast.
Sappening!
Sappening!
You're listening to episode 46 of Sappening Podcast with Sean Smith and my good friend, Morgan Richards.
That's me. It's episode 46. And Sean, I know you hate me sometimes when I make puns and stuff at the beginning, so I'm not going to this week.
I know what you did there.
What do you mean?
You know I know now that what you did there. Because we've done this once and I didn't know. But now I get it, it's a pun and I ate it. So anyway, episode 46, our guests this week are the absolutely wonderful Bon and Mickey from Stand Atlantic.
Yes, a lovely pair of Australians on the podcast to share the Aussie greatness and pop punk masterpieces they've been doing over the last few years.
Yes, they have. Yeah, we got to spend time with them at Reading, and I know Mickey's been waiting for this to come out a while because he's been DMing me every week. We put another podcast out saying, when's our one coming? Well, Mickey, it's you. You it is, right? Stop DMing me asking because it's you.
I think he's got podcast jealousy.
Might be,
doing like a seeing with other podcast guests.
We're cheating on him with other podcast guests.
I'm sorry you have to find out this way.
Yeah, sorry, but, bro. But yeah, it was a fantastic chat. They were absolutely lovely. They were very open with us. And yeah, we had a good time. We did say we were going to get milkshakes after it, but we didn't.
I know, I'm still disappointed about that.
Yeah.
But we did have a great laugh, as Sean mentioned. We were very lucky to get a load of time with them backstage at Reading Festival. Just opened up about everything. They're going to talk to us about what's been probably one of the best debut albums in the scene over the last few years. I'm going to stick my neck out and
stack.
Say that.
You're going to
stack my neck.
He's going to stack his neck out. I'm going to stack my neck out. You do turn Australian. Good eye, man. I'm going to stack my neck out. You didn't really say words in Australia. Stack my neck out.
Sorry for any offences when we cause Australians. No, but Skinny Dipping, I've really enjoyed it. Great album.
Oh, the album?
The album.
Oh, good.
Not
yeah.
the activities I
no,
get
you
to
just
up
said
to.
Skinny Dipping, and I was like, what, is he up? What? He's getting...
Yeah, not the activities I get up to on the weekend. The album Skinny Dipping by this week's guests, Stand Atlantic,
good.
Is very good. Yeah, so we're going to be talking about that. They're very busy. They've just put out a new single as well in... Hate Me Sometimes, and yeah, so we're going to be talking about everything they've really been getting up to.
Yes, they were absolutely lovely. Thank you very much again to them for doing it, and yeah,
and of course, at the time of this being released, they are touring the United States of America,
nice.
Co-headlining with fellow Australians The Fame, and being supported by our good friends of the podcast in Waster.
Nice. And Hannah from Hot Milk is currently out with Stand Atlantic playing guitar. Well, she was up until today. I think she's home today, sadly.
Right now.
Yeah.
Oh, bless her. Yeah, she's been coming on doing a few songs. She's even quoted one of your old lyrics in an Instagram post.
Yeah, she did. She was doing some sort of splitsy type effort, and she wrote Sped Legs Not Lies and tagged me in it. And then Jim said something about I thought you were going to grab a fanny. Anyone who, wait, we have to explain. In our Reading special, Reading Festival special, we had Hannah and Jim on again from Hot Milk to try and ruin their careers, as they do every time they come on the podcast. Yes. And Hannah fell over, and my instant reaction was to grab her ankle to stop her falling back on the chair, and Hannah thought I was going to grab her vagina.
I was there. That was not the case. As you said, you just grabbed her ankle.
Yep.
And as she mentions on that podcast in particular, I still haven't sent her any DMs, no, despite the rumours.
Yeah.
Just like to clarify.
Nice. Yeah.
Yes.
What else do we have to talk about?
Well, just very quickly as well, it's being announced over the last couple of weeks that Stand Atlantic are actually going to be returning to the UK in February.
Nice.
Because they're going to be supporting The Main up and down the country. And I'm hoping we get invited to those shows because I love both of those bands and it's going to be a great sing-along.
They better fucking invite us.
Oh, no,
especially
definitely.
After Mickey messaged me all the time over this. Like, got to invite us now. I did invite us the last one, but I couldn't go because I was DJing. But you did
I
go.
I did. He DM'd me on Instagram as well. And I went down to see them play in the wonderful Swansea of South Wales. Unfortunately, I had to leave just after that set finished to get a train back to Cardiff because the Welsh trains are awful. Absolutely
dreadful.
Awful.
Absolutely dreadful. The worst.
Literally. So I couldn't hang out with them. But we will hang out with them on this tour if they want to, that is. We're not forcing them,
but we are
at the same
time.
Yeah,
we fucking are.
Yeah, we are.
Yo, Mickey, Bon, I know you listen to this because you listen every week, right? You fuckers. We want to hang out with you in February, right? I know this might sound fucking aggressive, right? But it's coming from a place of love. In February, I'd like to hang out and spend some time with you. Because when we did in Reading, it was a great, great time and I really enjoyed it.
We need to get milkshakes. Also, they take the mick out of you before we recorded about
people taking the mick out of me? No ways.
No,
it's almost like the Patreon group.
Oh, right, but we just need to explain because it's going to sound weird because regular listeners of the podcast will know that you have a few stories about Australia, the country, and Soundwave Festival.
I know. I'm sorry I went. No. Yep.
So they do take a bash.
They have a bash as well.
It's great fun. I'm very happy they're on the podcast. Loving their music at the moment. So happy days.
Yes, great.
Great.
If you'd like to get in touch with us at all, you can get in touch with us on Twitter or Instagram at SappeningPod. That's at SAPPENINPOD, like the new metal band, but without dreads. And check out sappeningpodcast@gmail.com if you want to send us an email. You can suggest guests, topics you'd like to hear.
Or if you have any business inquiries or anything like that.
Definitely
that email is the best way to do business.
Yes, sappeningpodcast@gmail.com. Do you want to advertise on a podcast that's listened to by several goths around the world? Check out Sappening Podcast. I've gone mad.
I've gone absolutely mad. I don't know why, because you've been drinking water as well.
I know.
It's a fish's house.
Fish's house. Yep, because I'm not a vegan hypocrite. Imagine, right, if you're a vegan.
go on.
You can't drink water.
No, you can't.
So that's it.
Anyway, while you're checking things out, it might be of interest to you to go and check out our Patreon page.
Nice.
At patreon.com/sappening. And what can they do on there, Sean?
You can sign up to a number of different tiers that gets you different bonuses and rewards. It's not rewards, really. It's just us hanging out and talking to you.
Yeah, you can get some stuff back for it, like cool voice and video messages, maybe some Skype calls, maybe a nice handwritten letter that has my weird second signature on it.
What a terrible signature. What a terrible signature.
I think it's the best signature, and you're just jealous about that. So if people want to see what this signature is like, patreon.com/sappening. And you also... all the tiers get you into the group, which is a great love, fun community. You'll get the piss taken out of, like myself and Sean, on the regular. More so Sean, I'm sorry about that. But they are starting to bully me a little bit more now as well. Not, it's like, still 90-10, but still.
Still 90-10, yeah, still 90-10, yeah.
But yeah, get involved and it'll be great.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Should we just get on with the episode?
Let's just get on with it. Why don't we?
Tidy. This is Stand Atlantic on Sappening Podcast. Check out the other 45 episodes, for God's sake.
How have we got this far? It's almost a year.
Jesus Christ. Another 6 episodes and we're on our year special.
Yes. We need to plan for that, really, don't we?
Yeah, we should probably get someone good.
Probably. But do you know what else is good?
Elvis. Should we get Elvis?
Do you know what else is good, though?
Ooh.
Stand Atlantic.
Oh, are they? Here we go.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Are we ready?
Yes!
Yes!
So you guys shut up! Oh shit, sorry.
I told you to shut up before you even
started. No, right, it's alright. Are we ready now? Ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sapnin!
Hello!
Hello, baby puppy. What part of Russia are you from?
The Russian part. Russia. Moscow.
Yeah, yeah, of course, our guest this week, Stand Atlantic.
Hello!
Hello!
How are you doing?
Hello! Hello! We are trying to do the whole interview in a Russian accent.
I don't think
that's not happening.
That was your Russian accent for a second. I was like, that is not Russian at all.
That's the one you were just talking to me with. yeah, how are you guys?
Yes.
Good, sweaty. Yeah.
Very
my
sweaty.
My neck was sweating before, which is a new one.
Ooh.
And I was sitting in catering and I was eating my chocolate cake. And I was like, mama. And then I got up to go get more. And there was just a huge sweat patch on my fucking seat. And I was like, that's disgusting. Uh-oh. And I'm going
to
sit back down on that right now.
Yeah. I need to cover that immediately.
I also had cake for breakfast.
Oh, cute. Cake rolls.
Jealous. I wish I'd had cake.
Yeah, we don't get catering at any of these festivals, sadly. I think cake would have been a good choice.
Yeah. Chocolate cake.
Good start to the day.
That's what's
happening.
I zoomed out.
Do you guys end the show like that? Do you guys go, that's what was happening?
No.
That's what we're doing today.
Alright, Mr. Run the Show over here. Jesus. We've only just met.
How was your Reading and Leeds been so far?
It's been very good. It's been crazy, actually. Like, we didn't know how many people we would get. We were clashing with a few big artists, but the tents were packed both days.
Yep.
The shows were crazy.
I was really nervous, like, before Leeds. I was like, wah, wah, wah. And then we got out and, like, everyone was there and I was like, oh, thank God. And then today I was like, oh no, again. Even more
it's
nervous.
It's never going to work twice.
Exactly. I was like, yesterday was just a fluke. It's not gonna happen again. And then it was even better.
No, you're gonna have an ego, and you're gonna be like,
I'm like,
we're gonna sell out. We're gonna be kings and queens of the world.
And there'll be two people there, and I'll be like, where the fuck are you?
And nobody knows this. He's an exclusive. Ooh. Broke my rib 3 days ago.
Oh, how?
I interject? You cracked your rib.
I cracked my rib. Cracked my rib. That's the same though. Cracked my rib. Hairline fractured. Fell down the stairs.
Oh,
pretty fun. So the shows were
drunken,
but it was kind of like, oh, ow, ow, this is fun. Ow, ow.
Oh, breathing in.
Yeah.
Oh,
not drunken. Just stupid.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
How did it come about?
It's a good point. Just running up some stairs.
As you do.
That's
the daily run up the stairs.
Nothing you could do for a crack rib either.
Yeah, nothing. Just go, ow, 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 ow.
And complain about it.
And then let everyone else load in.
Yeah. I do that anyway without crack ribs.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
That was good.
Professional. You've done this before.
Yeah. That was.
Thank you.
Hey, you've done this before.
We've done this before. Everybody. Professional.
For everyone who can't see that, I put the mic against the high five.
Yeah.
Professional.
Professional.
Yeah, nice. So, yeah.
Oh, this is great. Yeah, I'm so glad we came.
Yeah, yeah. What's your favourite thing about Australia?
Oh, I don't know.
Are we interviewing you now? Let's just interview you. Just do that. How's your Reading and Leeds been so
warm,
far?
Mainly. It's been warm.
Did you actually go to Leeds too, or just Reading?
No, no, just Reading.
Since Thursday.
Oh, okay, cool.
What's your favourite festival experience in Australia?
I've never been to Australia.
That is a lie.
Has everybody listened to
this? That is a lie. I went and saw your band 3 times.
You're a liar. You can't see this, but he made this face. There you go. They damn good.
I'm sure they all know what that was.
You were the blonde guy in the blackout.
Only because I showed you pictures before this.
Yeah. That's your mistake, right?
Breaking key
okay,
fit,
let's,
no,
let's
like
switch it back around.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what's next for you guys now? Where do you go after this?
We have a bunch of headline dates in the UK.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Just little ones. We were like, let's just do something fun nice. After Reading and Leeds. So
that's
we do
tomorrow
that for
in
a week. Yeah. And then after that, we have like 2 weeks off or something.
We've pretty much flight straight to America.
Yeah.
And then we have like 2 weeks off in America.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then we do our first ever US headline tour with The Fame.
Yeah, it's a co-headline. And it's going to be very scary. And good.
And good and scary.
Nah, it'll be sick. I'm really excited for that.
I'm very excited. Scary, but excited.
Yeah.
What are you going to get up to on your 2 weeks off in America?
Well,
it's a nice place to have 2 weeks off, really.
Is it though?
Eating.
I mean, I love America.
Well, it's not, but I'm going to Hawaii.
Oh. Hawaii.
And Jonathan, our drummer, is going back to Sydney, which is really far away, so it sucks to be him.
So good on him.
I don't know what you're doing.
I'm staying in LA.
Okay, there you go. And David is staying in England, actually. He's not even coming over till
he's staying
in England.
We're all just like going our separate ways. It's really weird.
And then we're going to meet back in LA and start that tour.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be a really good tour. Yeah, we spoke with the Fame earlier and they're lovely.
Yeah.
Lovely.
They seem very
We've never
excited.
Really properly met them still.
Yeah.
And we've missed them like at Reading and Leeds because we clash a little bit. It's like too much of a weird overlap.
I messaged him being like, yeah, let's meet up. And he's like, yeah, cool. Haven't seen him anywhere. But we'll try and make
we'll
it happen
him.
Today,
we'll
I guess.
Find
yeah.
Him. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they were here about 20 minutes ago, so you've
there
just
missed them.
God
avoiding
damn.
Us.
Unless,
avoiding us.
No. Yeah. Unless you are the Fame.
That's
you've
true.
Never
I thought you were going to be like, they don't exist. I was like,
well, technically, yeah. They're all in our imaginations. We've all made them up.
This is going way too deep into
the Mandela effect. Yeah, the Mandela effect. The Fame. Do they exist?
The Fame.
I don't know.
No.
No
Mandela.
Idea.
Yeah.
I've never seen them. Have you?
No.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was going to mention, of course, why you guys are here in the UK. It's almost become a second home for you guys, really, coming here a lot over the years and playing festivals and stuff.
Yeah.
Have you just seen that kind of natural progression of a fan base since you started here?
Yeah, I think so.
I almost feel like we have a bigger fan base over here than home at the moment.
Than anywhere,
I
feel like.
Yeah, it's actually crazy.
For some reason, the UK are just, like, wet for bands, and it's sick. That's real.
Yeah.
It's sweaty today.
It's sweaty today.
No, seriously, I don't know why, for some reason, like, the UK's always just been really nice to us, and so we're very lucky.
Lucky.
And it's cool to see that natural progression, and, like, every time we come here, like, the crowds are bigger and bigger, and it's just crazy to me.
Like, part of me is like, have we been here too much? Are they sick of it? And they're like, it just gets bigger, and you're like,
maybe not.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
No.
Maybe they just, we don't want you to leave. That's what the thing is.
Yeah.
Just
like,
and then you go for a couple of months, and you're back, and they're like,
I
missed you.
Yeah.
Don't know what you got till it's gone, do you?
Yeah, see? That's the thought process.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%.
Sweet.
But yeah, it's been a crazy year for you guys, really, with the release of your debut album.
Yeah.
Skinny Dipping. There's some great singles on it.
Thank you.
I really enjoyed the album a lot.
Yeah.
How have you just seen the reaction? Because obviously, with it being a debut record, there's a lot of pressure behind the scenes.
I think there is a lot of pressure, but at the same time, there kind of isn't, because you can kind of do whatever you want, because it's like your first record.
I feel like I'm feeling more pressure
scary.
For album two.
Yeah. Because second is when, like, everyone kind of knows you already, and if you fuck it up, they gone. Like, they're out of here. Yeah. So, yeah, we're feeling the pressure.
So
for
we're going to do that on purpose.
But having said that, though, album, like, the first... Skinny Dipping was like very cool. I feel like we haven't slept since it came out or since we started writing it. And like, it's just been so cool. And we feel very lucky to be able to just kind of like release an album and then just have like a non-stop kind of touring schedule. It's like
spent 1 week
very
at
cool.
home last week. One week. It was very nice.
I
was like, oh, this is nice.
We need a holiday, but it's good.
Yeah. Oh no, that's the drill. Like, I loved touring, it was just my favourite thing. Just getting out there, playing music, and just
where have you toured?
Seeing people.
Ricky, shut up! I'm embarrassing him now.
Oh, I love this. This is brilliant.
That's it.
Oh, great. Great chat. Yeah.
Love a bit of banter. Yeah.
What were you actually saying, though, about touring?
You love touring.
You like, love touring.
That was it, really.
Oh, okay, cool.
You just like it.
You can kind of just forget all your problems because you're just you run away from them, literally. Yeah.
It's good. See you later.
Yeah, you get to see different faces every night and sometimes play to new crowds. And I always liked either making a crowd love us or hate us. Like, I didn't want... I don't want to go in between. I don't want someone going, oh, what do you think of the blackout? And then go, oh, they're all right.
Yeah.
I want... I fucking love them. Or, oh, they are dreadful. That's stupid.
I guess
the
either way, either extreme, news travels fast.
Yeah.
So it's just exposure, isn't it? Just be the most hated band in the world.
We tried, and then we split up. So, yeah, we were so hated. We hated ourselves.
You hated yourselves,
We were like, oh, we can't even be in a band with each other. I hate this shit.
But then, ironically, people hated you for splitting up. So I even...
Can't win. Literally cannot win.
No.
Or you did win.
Or you did...
Oh! Ooh, clever.
Ooh.
Sorry, it's the Welsh nuts in it.
But with the album you mentioned, it's just been so busy since like it came out and everything. It's almost been a year now since the release. Is it just mad sometimes when you do have that like 5 minutes to reflect on everything you've done and just see how far the band has grown in such a short time?
Yeah, it's weird because like when you're doing all this and you're on the inside, you don't really see... the growth, or like, I mean, you do, but you don't, like, you just kind of living it. It's like a gradual thing, so you don't really notice it. And then until you kind of like step away from it and go, holy shit, like, if I look back a year ago or even like 3 months ago, like, where we were and how much we've like actually improved, or like how much
the crazy thing I was thinking about the other day is like, our first international tour wasn't even 2 years ago. Hasn't even been 2 years.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
Mm. Yeah.
It's crazy to think that how much we've done. Like,
I'm flabbergasted every day. And as you know, I thought no one would show up to our sets today or on Saturday, Friday. So everything's good for me.
cleaning out my room, like, I was, like, packing, like, sorting all my stuff for the 1 week and, like, had all the passes from just this year. And I was like, we've done this many shows this year. I was like, this was this year. Like, Unify was this year.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God. Like,
it is crazy looking back.
Crazy time goes really
very,
fast
very lucky.
And slow.
Well, no, it's nice to hear that, because we talk to a lot of bands on the podcast and they kind of say that because they're living through it, they don't really feel everything until like
it's true though,
until there's time off or a band has gone on a hiatus and everything, and how much they actually miss just the small stuff 100%. In the band as well.
It is so weird. Even like earlier this year I had like 3 weeks ish like off just to kind of chill, and I was in the UK. And even then, like at that point too, like we needed like a break because like we'd been touring nonstop, and then we had this little break, and I was like, man, I hope I actually miss touring because otherwise, like, I'm gonna hate life. And then like I had that little break, and after like five days or something, I was like, yeah, I miss it like already. Yeah. And like you don't really, at the time, it's hard to kind of appreciate it sometimes because, as you said, like you're just living through it until you stop and look back and be like, oh, I miss this and that, and like. You get kind of like nostalgic about something that happened like 2 weeks ago.
It's even like the 1 week I didn't see you on that break at home, and I was like,
I miss you, where have you been?
Used to seeing everyone every day, and you're like, I haven't seen you in so long.
No, it's nice.
I can imagine. It seems that bands miss being on tour when they're off it, but then when they're off it, just
and
miss.
When you're on it, you're like, I hate this.
I can't wait to get home. Oh, fuck, I'm home. Same breath.
Just
like,
a psycho. It never ends. It's just
Now we
like you were saying, like, I found when I was doing it that I didn't. I guess I wasn't grateful enough at the time. I did it, and I was just like say we did Reading. To me, that'd be like, all right, cool. Yeah, we're probably doing it next year.
Yeah.
And like it got to that level where I was like, oh yeah, we just tour so much now.
You get used to it.
Yeah, like, oh yeah, of course I'm going to be playing it next year or whatever. And
yeah.
There's always going to be plenty more.
Yeah. but no.
And it disappears.
Gotta take every moment.
It's kind of scary.
Yeah.
Huh? It's kind of scary.
It is, yeah, it's kind of scary. So this is what my advice is. Just fucking appreciate it, love it.
Yeah.
I can see you do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
of
I mean,
course we do.
From my point of view, I just need, I need to tell all bands.
Yeah.
Just, you, some people don't realise how lucky they are.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't realise how lucky I was.
Yeah.
Until it was fucking taken away.
Yeah, 100%.
And I was like, oh, not everything I love and know. Oh, no way.
Now so, I've got to do a podcast.
Totally.
Yeah.
And
how the fuck am I going to... Yeah. I'm either going to be a tattooist or barber. What can front men do? Barber, tattooist, or podcast. That's it. Or SoundCloud.
Podcast it is.
Yes. Yeah. You should have gone SoundCloud rapper.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, I know it, now, don't I? Yeah. I know now.
Yeah, he's an idiot. Yeah, he's had to hang out with me now for ages, so it drives him up the wall.
Yeah. Yeah.
So sorry for that.
It's alright.
But I'm having fun. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, good.
He's had his fun.
At least someone's having fun.
That's all it really matters.
Yeah.
But speaking of advice, is there any? Have you had any from other artists and stuff in the time that's really stuck with you, or has changed the way you feel?
Definitely have. I can't think of anything off the top of my head
right now.
I feel like we learned a lot even from like the Rome guys on our very, like, because we did their first ever international tour with them. Couldn't give you an advice they gave us, but I feel like also half the stuff you learn you just watch. I feel you watch people and you're like
and notice things or just talking to them and like just having conversations like fuck, I wish I could remember some advice. I'm sure I've been told something fucking groundbreaking and
probably
just implemented it into my life and now I don't think about it, but if it comes up again during this podcast, I'll just fucking lash out with it.
Just or if you just remember it, just tweet at us and we'll drop it in later. The bit of advice she was looking for is whatever it is.
Or you just say a bit now, like, my advice is.
Oh yeah, and then
my advice is.
Nice.
Oh,
that's good.
Yeah, drop it in.
We can put whatever we want in it.
But I was going to react to it positively, so I was going to be like, "Oh my god, that's really good! I can't believe
that
they told
you."
That
is so good.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty good.
I can't believe he or she said this.
It's
that
changed
was
my
a,
life.
That was incredible. Yeah.
Good thinking at it.
Good thinking.
There's nothing to put in there.
There's nothing to put in there. Just put something in.
Something.
Fill it in. Fill the space. Fill the space. Yeah.
Oh, one thing I wanted to talk about is my favorite band is Taking Back Sunday.
Cool. We had them. Did we ruin it for you?
No, I was going to say, I've been listening to your version of Make Damn Sure a lot.
Aww.
Because it seems to be that kind of stripped back kind of element to it. And
it is for a bit.
Lovely.
Yeah, until the end, and you actually go for it. How did the idea of all that come about?
We were just in the studio and...
We were originally going to do another song.
What?
Originally going to do another song.
Oh, yeah, we were.
And then
we got told someone else was doing it, and then they didn't end up doing it. We were like, fuck!
And then I was like, Take it back Sunday.
Yeah. So, I don't know, we definitely wanted to do something different to the original because I feel like it's so easy to just like mimic it because we're in the same vein like band-wise, sound-wise. So we definitely wanted to do something different for us and like for the song itself. And then just, that was it really. We're just like, well, let's just try and strip it back.
Yeah.
And we didn't want to keep it all like acoustic because everyone who likes Taking Back Sunday would be like, this is so shit. But yeah, so that was, I didn't really have anything else to talk about with that, like how it came about. We just kind of like, let's strip it back, and then that's how it came about.
Do you know if any of Taking Back Sunday have
heard it? Yeah.
Doing what?
Do you know if Taking Back Sunday have heard it or
I don't know. Have they?
I think so. We were, well, our label, we're on the same label as them, or we were, and Tobin introduced us to them, or to me anyway, me and our old tour manager, to them at Unify, and I have a feeling they were talking about the cover. I don't know,
really?
Kind of went by with the flash. So I think they have heard it.
I have a feeling they were talking about the cover.
As in, Tobin brought it up.
Okay.
But I don't know. I don't know if they liked it. They probably were like, it was good.
It certainly was something.
Yeah.
It was definitely cover of the song we did.
It was definitely our song.
Yeah. Those bitches.
Don't know where to look.
I wish you didn't do it.
Yeah. Oh, well, I suppose lucky we get some sort of PRS for it. Yeah. Damages.
True that.
Damages, that is. PRS is damages.
Please, no.
But no, maybe. Maybe.
The answer to the question is maybe.
That's fair.
Yeah. Sweet. Cool.
Yeah, well, I'm quite interested to know what the other song you were going to cover was.
It was going to be
Taste of Ink.
Taste of Ink.
Yeah.
Oh. What are you going to be doing it?
Oh, I don't want to. I don't want to write about this. We were angry for a second. We were like, oh, the back. Did you whisper it?
Yeah, you did.
I missed that.
Guess it is. Oh,
there you go.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, they're friends of the podcast.
We love them. Obviously, there's absolutely no beef whatsoever.
Have they come? So they haven't done it.
No, know.
So they haven't. Huh? That would be good.
What
though.
Did they do?
Didn't they do? I keep saying Postman Pat as
the postal service.
Yes, thank
the
you,
postal
Jesus.
Service. Oh yeah, that was cool. That was a cool cover too.
Postman Pat.
Postman Pat.
That's what they did.
I want to hear them do Postman Pat now. Yeah, to be honest,
we should have done that.
Yeah, for you next time.
So Fireman Sam, Postman Pat. Yeah. The remix.
Oh, well, you two join forces
and have a song.
Do yeah, taste of it yeah. together.
Yeah,
that would be really cool.
As it stands.
I'm
you
not
read
bad.
That somewhere, didn't you?
Oh. No.
Okay. Super group happening here already.
Let's do it.
Oh, okay. That's a tour. Okay.
Paddy, yes, if you're listening, hello. Hello.
Yeah, we want Paddy. This is every
well,
week.
Well, to be fair, he actually came. We did that kind of. Ben and Paddy came and did a song with us in.
Yeah, in Cologne.
Cologne, yeah.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was as
our
it stands.
Our tours crossed paths, yeah. And then Paddy came on stage for a song, and Ben did too. It was fun.
As it stands.
So yeah, once again, no beef. Just want to make that clear. No beef,
no beef.
Whatsoever.
Oh, boo. That's not fun.
We're not getting cancelled.
Okay, then who's Stand Atlantic's least favourite band?
As it is.
Oh, okay. If Stand Atlantic could fight any other band
other
than
the least
as
favorite
it is,
band, but I'm not going to say it.
I'm joking.
Wait, what?
No, nothing.
Who are we fighting? You.
I know who I'm fighting.
Ooh.
Yeah. Tell you after.
The blackout.
Oh, get him back again.
Get you blackout.
Yeah, black him out.
The knockout.
Yeah. Cool.
But with it being a year since the release of the record, has there been any plans or writing sessions yet with new music? I mean,
of course, always. I think we're doing something at the end of the year after this record, after this tour.
Yeah.
We'll be going into the studio and doing some stuff. I don't know what I'm allowed to say and what I'm not.
We're just going to do stuff.
Yeah.
We can say that we're going to do an album too eventually.
Yeah,
surely we are.
Yeah, we are.
So,
no,
are we?
I'm quitting. I'm out of here, bro.
Did Azadis beat us up?
Yeah, no, we're doing something at the end of the year, which takes a decent amount of time inside of a studio. So there you go.
And it's stressful.
But yeah, so that's pretty much that wraps up our year, literally. And then next year we've already pretty much got planned out as well, which is scary but very good.
It's scary. It's good. I feel like we got our schedule for like October next year the other day,
much.
And I was like, okay,
it's fucked. It's good though. It's good.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, I can't imagine having that everything planned out that far ahead.
Yeah,
I mean,
know.
Yeah.
It's good because like you can be like, all right, I know where I'm gonna be like next year. But then you're like, holy shit, I know where I'm gonna be like next year.
Yeah, that's mad, isn't it?
It's so weird.
I don't know. I don't even know what time I'm leaving. I don't know. I'm getting old yet.
One thing at a time.
Yeah, I missed that. Yeah. I missed having like a schedule and somebody to go. Here's where you're going. Have a look at it. Oh,
yes.
Good.
I'm way too codependent.
Thank God for that. Yeah. So yeah.
Cool. I need that.
Good. Yeah. Well, obviously we've mentioned that love beef with it as it is, but throughout your career, is there anyone you've met along the way that surprised you in any way?
What, in a bad way or
either
a good way?
Either way.
Positive or negative.
You tell us.
Either somebody you've met who you thought was going to be a dick, who ended up to be really nice, or somebody who you were like, oh, they're going to be cool.
I'm sure there is.
Apart from the fella from the blackout.
I'm trying to think. I'm sure there is people.
There's people who I'm like, oh, they're going to be douchebags. And then I'm like, oh, you are. Like, thank you for... Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Who...
Do you know who seemed nice 2 days ago when I was standing next to them for 15 seconds and didn't even make eye contact with?
Who?
Dave Grohl.
Oh, wait.
He seemed nice.
No, he does seem nice. Jesus, I don't know. I hate questions.
Sorry.
Stop asking me questions.
I'm in the tent and I hate questions.
You? I thought we were just going to have a chat and you're asking questions.
Oh, sorry.
I think maybe Rome. We never... Because, like... We'd never toured with like an we had toured with an international band, but we'd never like gone overseas for a tour or whatever. And I guess we didn't really know what to expect with them, but they were just like really nice. I don't think we expected to get along as well as we did. I think they're coming to the Brighton show tomorrow as well.
I think so.
Yeah, I don't know. That kind of surprised me. I didn't expect that to happen.
Nice.
Who the fuck else? I'm sure there's so many.
Yeah. I'm more surprised when like artists or like someone that you don't know will like post about a song and you're like, hey, you listened to that song?
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of cool. Like, I feel like that's what happened
remember that dude from Crazy Rich Asians?
Oh, yeah.
And he was like working
Harry
out.
Harry Shum
in
Jr.
His, yeah, he's famous apparently.
Yeah,
he's
yeah,
really
yeah.
famous.
He's very famous.
Apparently, he was like working out in his gym and
posting
he had
Instagram
Lavender
story.
Bones playing in the background. It was
awesome.
So, I was like,
there
Jesus. Yeah, that's the only
thing.
But
then, like, we ended up doing doing a song with Alex Leahy, and I think like we first saw her actually post about like Lavender Bones when it first premiered in Australia.
Yeah.
And we were like, how are you listening to this?
Yeah, it was cool.
So like that kind of stuff's kind of surprising, I guess.
Hmm. Okay.
I wish we had more interesting stories for you.
Well, speaking of working with people though, you did do a track with Hannah Hermione Greenwood.
Yes. Did she want to say Granger? Because I do.
Hannah
Hermione Granger.
Yeah. That's why the pause is Greenwood.
She sang with us today.
Yeah, she sang with us today.
Nice, yes.
Yeah.
We were going to play Clay with her and then we didn't.
Yeah.
So she sang a different song.
She sang Lavender Bones, yeah. Sorry, do you want to finish your question?
No, go for it. Go for it. I was going to do the whole ex-creeper is in creeper, not in creeper thing.
Ooh.
But
what? We are?
No,
we are creeper?
Is she in creeper?
You know, the former member of creeper. Yeah, yes. Sing with you.
Yes, her.
Wait, she left creeper?
No, creeper split up.
Creepers
split up, didn't they?
They did, sorry. I forgot. My memory's very bad.
The amount of, I'm so sorry.
I wasn't sure why everyone was saying. Okay, anyway.
Why is everybody winking?
Let's just start again.
Yeah. Something!
Something!
Not off our back. Jesus Christ, no.
Fucking hell.
You couldn't possibly do that again.
So, yeah.
Just talk about working with her. That's what I was getting at. I was just getting at you working with her.
We were. That came about like we were kind of tossing up the idea of having a feature on the album, and we didn't want to do something that was going to be forced and like, oh, let's try and get XYZ from band A that like everyone else has used, or like just for like clout or something like that. You know how people do that.
Yeah, yeah.
And like we just wanted it to be like organic and someone we're like mates with, and then we couldn't think of anyone. And we were like tossing, going back and forth, and then we finally met Hannah at Slam Dunk or something.
Pre-story. She'd done a cover on Instagram.
Yeah, she did a cover of one of our songs ago. No. Before that. So we knew each other like online kind of thing. And then our manager came up to us after Slam Dunk and was like, yo, like, why don't we ask Hannah if she wants to feature on the album? And I was like, that makes so much sense. And like,
that's
she's
why
cool.
You're a manager.
Yay!
You've earned
our manager
cut.
Works.
You've earned your cut, finally.
He's not a shit gun. So then he suggested that, and we were just like, that is a great idea, and she's so nice. And so we asked her to do it, and bless her heart, she was like sick like the day she had to do it. And I was like, I'm so sorry, you don't have to do it if you don't want to, like, please, I'm sorry. And she's like, no, it's fine. And she did it, and we got the thing back, and she smashed it. So we were like, you're a legend, thank you.
Awesome.
And that was it. Yeah,
straight up,
really
legend.
Simple. Yeah, straight up legend.
Lovely.
Man.
The myth, the classic.
No,
but it's just nice to hear that, because one thing we have talked about a lot on the podcast is we don't feel enough bands in the rock world really share their love for each other and collaborations and stuff like that. So it is nice to see that, you know, you're joining forces with bands and sharing the love, really.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are scared to kind of do that because they feel like they're in competition or something, and I'm just like, shut the fuck up.
The rock world, everybody seems to be like, I'm looking after my thing,
yeah,
and that's it.
Whereas we just want more friends.
All the rappers were absolutely huge at the moment.
Exactly.
They're just all like, let's get on each other's shit.
And what's one of the biggest genres? Literally, it's just, I feel like, what's the point? Like, if you don't support each other, everyone's just going to crumble. Like, I just think, why not? And it makes people feel good. Like, why wouldn't you want to lift up your mates? I don't know. That's my two cents.
Oh, no, that's exactly how I feel about it.
But also, fuck as it is.
That's fucking brilliant. Excellent.
I might just take that clip out and just use it as like,
as it is.
The advice is.
My advice going forward is fuck as it is.
I love that.
We literally love as it is. Please stop.
That's
the joke's
so good.
Gone too far.
No, they've come on. They know.
Yeah, they know.
Yeah, we literally did one of these with them in a venue in Bridgend, where the roof was falling down like backstage, and we literally just spent the whole thing making fun of the surroundings we were in, and they were lovely.
But
they were good boys.
I do feel bad because now that venue isn't a venue anymore.
Oh no.
So that's
might be
our fault.
Uh-oh.
How do you
don't break
this
up as it is,
honestly.
What's next? What's happening next?
Something. No idea. This has gone mental.
Has it really?
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, sorry.
No, we like this.
All your hands just went to me.
Sorry. This is what people want to hear. Like, the kids who listen to this just love...
the kids.
That's what people want to hear.
It's just people older than both of us.
There's a lot of people who are older than us. They just love hearing...
real life stuff. Yeah, they want to know what goes on, not just... What's your favorite song to play live?
It is.
What's your favorite song to play live?
Yeah. And the whole, I never got this right in interviews when people go, like, if you were a dinosaur, what chicken would you eat for lunch? And stuff like
that. Was that a real question?
No, not chicken.
My most hated one, I'm calling someone out right now, but if they remember, but like, would you rather have a giraffe sized mouse or a mouse-sized giraffe?
This is what I mean.
An elephant-sized mouse or a mouse-sized elephant.
Yeah,
or
boring.
Duck or whatever. Yeah. But I would pick the giant duck.
Really? I'd pick the little elephant.
Tiny elephant.
Oh, fuck, yeah. Oh, I didn't think about that. The other option I did not think of.
Put it in your pocket as well. Just like...
Yeah.
Oh, bless. But yeah.
Something anyway. Podcast man talking about tiny elephants. This has gone wild.
Mickey just mouthed the best question that we've all had.
Let's just ask you anyway. What's it like being a woman in the music industry?
Oh. It feels like being a woman in the music industry.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, really? Wow. And tell us more around that.
Yeah, that's a... Yeah. Yeah. It's just fucking... Oh, so boring.
Are you bored now?
No, you. No, I meant that. Like, that those lines of questioning.
Yeah.
Oh, my good Lord.
Wow.
I'm going to have a heart attack now. Wow. Jesus fucking Christ.
Anyway, back to the shit chat.
Thank you so much for doing this.
No, that's okay. Awesome. Thank you for having us.
What's next on the...
Agenda.
No,
we just told UK, you this.
Yeah. I was
going because it's like today? Surely it should be what's happening next. Come on,
hang on, let him
go. Unless you want to go.
I
don't want to go. What is happening next? We are doing the UK tour, then that US tour, and then that secret project at the end of the year.
Yep.
And then that's it.
More
next year happens that we can't say anything about.
Yeah.
Whoa. No, don't you love it when bands do that?
Dun, dun, dun.
And we got all this stuff coming up, and I'm so excited about it, but I can't tell you anything about it. So
you wouldn't believe what's about. All of my dreams are about to come true.
The thing with doing that is like you build it up and build it up, and then no matter what it is, it'll never reach the expectations of what people are building up.
Just wait till what we have planned.
You just freaking wait.
You are gonna hate it.
Tomorrow we're wearing red on stage.
We're all going for milkshakes after this. I can't wait.
To be fair,
stoked to announce.
I'm going
to
go.
Yeah,
for
I'm so thirsty.
I'd be well up for one. Let's go. Where can we find some?
You guys get a break after this?
Yeah, I think so. Have we got a break after this?
You are our last interview of Reading Festival 2019.
Do you want to go get a
That's cute.
Do you want to go get a drink?
Yes. Let's go get a
milkshakes.
Milkshakes. We're going milkshakes.
They have milkshakes here.
Well, yeah, let's finish this then and go fucking milkshakes.
All right.
Sweet.
We outies.
Thank you very much. Oh, go on.
Thank
what are you.
Oh, there's another question.
No, I was going to give you the cue to go, and that's what's happening.
And
all right, ready?
And that's what was happening, boys.
You fucked that. That's what was happening, boys.
I was thinking of that One Direction thing where it's like, what's happening, boys? What's happening, boys?
I don't know what that... I'm sorry.
Don't worry.
Not a fan.
Sorry.
No, me neither.
Sorry. Okay, let's do it again.
And that's what's happening.
Do it. Okay.
And that's... Sapnin.
Yeah.
Boys.
Yeah.
Boys. Yeah, cool. Thank you very much.
No, thank you guys.
Thank you for your podcast.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sweet.
Thank you. Bye.
You're listening to Sapnin Podcast.
Yes.
Lovely.
Stand Atlantic.
Yes. Very aggressive, Morgan. I like it. Yes. Stand Atlantic.
I was going to attempt to do a proper metalcore scream then, but no one wants to hear that.
That cocaine we just took is really kicking me, isn't it? I'd love to see you on cocaine. It'd be dreadful.
Just to clarify, if this is someone's first time listening to the podcast, I have never done any drugs or alcohol or anything.
Caffeine.
Any substance. Oh, I've done a bit of caffeine. I do some caffeine on the reg. fucking hell. But no, I'm...
Drug free.
Yes, that's yes. the word. Because I don't like the term.
It's sad that we have to explain ourselves.
Yes.
Yeah, but you are teetotal. Yeah, so that was the absolutely lovely Stand Atlantic, hilarious, funny guys, brilliant band. If you haven't checked them out, what are you doing? Definitely check them out right now. Yeah, they're at the forefront of this girl power rock thing that we're going through, and I like it.
Yeah, and just the whole really pop punk world and alternative scene at the moment. I think yes. they're growing by the day. They have some awesome tours. Of course, they're coming back to the UK in February. Woo-hoo! With the main. Those shows are just going to be sing-alongs for hours and hours. I can't wait to get down to one. And yeah, they're just a band who are just doing incredible things.
Yeah, correct. Right. And apparently there are only two bands that names sound similar. So The Fame, The Main, Bane, Jane's Addiction.
Oh, okay. You could do that.
I can't think of any
of this. Maybe that should be a running tour theme from.
No, that's dreadful. That's right,
but
anyway,
but as we mentioned in the podcast, go and check out their debut studio album, Skinny Dippin', available now on Hopeless Records.
Yeah.
They also have a new single out, Hate Me Sometimes, which is available right now as well. And as we talked about, they did a cover of Taking Back Sunday's Make Damn Sure, which I loved. And that's big praise for me because Taking Back Sunday are my favourite band.
Nice. So there you go, Stand Atlantic. You are welcome.
Yes.
You are Morgan approved.
You get Morgan Richards seal of approval.
If I was Stand Atlantic, next time I go to release an album, I would have a sticker on the front that says Morgan approved. And yeah. I wouldn't explain where the Morgan's from. I wouldn't have a surname. I would just have Morgan approved.
Oh, just that. Not
and
like
I think that would probably make it sell millions.
So not a photo of me with like two thumbs up, just being like Morgan.
No, we want people to buy it, don't
oh,
we?
Oh, we do, don't we? Yeah, sorry.
Don't want people to be put off.
Yeah. True. Yeah, just stick with words.
Anyway, if you want to get in touch with us for any reason at all, maybe it's to tell Morgan to use words, you can tweet us or Instagram us at SapninPod, that's at SAPPENINPOD. Or if you've enjoyed any of the last 46 plus hours of content and nonsense, consents, trademarked by Sean Smith, please think about checking out patreon.com/sapnin. To help support the show, make it bigger and better each week.
Yes, we've been doing a lot of meetups over the last few months of festivals and stuff, but because festival season is currently over right now, we're looking to do maybe some celebration-y stuff and all that malarkey en route to our 1 year anniversary. Imagine, that's approaching very, very soon.
Yes, it is. Imagine if we could maybe do like some sort of Christmassy dinner meetup somehow.
Oh, and then we could get a photo. No, I'm not going to say that. That's going to, like, you know. My sentences is going to be,
go on,
you know, Christ's last meal.
Yes, we can do. I can do big arms in the middle. You could be Judas, obviously.
Yes, obviously.
Backstabbing
yeah.
shithead, right? And I'll be Jesus doing big arms, and you could be next to me and going, "Oh, can I?" And I'd be like, "No, you can't do big arms. We can't all do big arms. It's just like that." So yeah. We should do that. I'm up for that.
Yeah, we should definitely do that. So yeah, sign up and we'll give you details.
Yeah, if you'd like to be one of my apostles, check out patreon.com/sapnin.
Yes. Also, we do Dating for Goths on there.
Yep.
You can meet your new best friend.
Well, this is the great thing about the Patreon. We've somehow managed to make a brilliant, brilliant community. Like, I never expected this at all when we started.
No, neither did I.
One of the best points about doing this podcast is that community, is the bond everybody's got in there, the support for each other from all over the world, from different places in life as well, all different genres of music are covered and liked by everyone, and everyone's sharing and everyone's positive, and it's literally a beautiful, beautiful thing. So if you've enjoyed the podcast and want to help out, please think about checking out patreon.com/sapnin. You can support us for as little as half a cup of coffee.
Oosh. So
and it all goes back into keeping us alive and this podcast going and making this bigger and better than it has been before.
Yes. What lovely stuff that is.
Yes.
Well, while we mention the Patreon, we need to say not only a massive thank you to everyone who's involved with it, but a special shout out to the elite members of our podcast Patreon community.
Yeah.
And the top tiers, who include...
Thank you very much to Dana Lasnova, Kylie Wheeler, John Price, Emma Barber, Liam Connolly, Nathan Croshaw, Paul Hirschfield, Kelly Irwin, Scarlett Charlton, Drew Stiles, Nessa Smith, Mitch Merry. Has he forgotten to change his surname back to Perry?
Or Christmas is approaching and maybe he's Merry already.
Mitch Merry, Jenny Munster, Emily Senegals, Amandine Urbano, Lucy Diaz, Martina McManus, John and Emma, Caden Denudston, James Oakley, Mahasi Jacobson, Michael Ramitinmi. That's Michael who changes his surname every week. This week I did try to make it sound so it didn't sound like Ramitinmi, which he's obviously going for. Michael Ramitinmi. Jordan Burchard, Sharifa Wadali, Mike Cunningham, Craig Harris, Lydia Henderson, Livy Cropper, Scott Jones, Kelly Cannon, Amy Thomas, Becky Maloko, Stuart McNaught, Shani Meyer, Box Hill Anderson. Ooh, four names. We've got a four-namer. That's our first four-namer, isn't it? Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Thank you very much to Shani Meyer, Box Hill Anderson. Oh, it's going to be a tongue twister. Sarah James, Tony Michael, Jenny Robson, Jamie Bluer, and last but no means least, the absolutely wonderful Samantha Spray.
Yes. Thank you very much to everyone involved there and in the Patreon.
We love you all very much.
And if you look at the description of this podcast, you'll see a lot more names as well.
Oh, that is true, yeah. So wherever you download podcasts from, if you go onto that app, then click on our podcast, click on the episode, and have a look at the description. It also has a load of Patreon's names in there as well.
Yeah.
So thank you to everybody who's part of the Patreon. From the very bottom tiers to the very top tiers, we genuinely appreciate you all and love you very, very much. Thank you.
We do. So with all that being said,
we need a word of the week.
We do need a word of the week. Is there anything that comes to your mind, Sean?
Yes. Well, earlier when we did a Skype with Scarlett Charlton, she reminded me that Alf Ramsey from Home and Away exists. He's still alive.
He's still alive,
and
still kicking.
In Australia, he's brought out his own aftershave.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So Alf Ramsey's real name is Ray Meager, right? So he's brought out an aftershave with what can... I'm stuck between it being the greatest name for an aftershave ever or the worst name. And that name is... Ragrance. So the word of the week this week is Ragrance. Right? Ragrance. The guy's name is Ray and he's brought out a fragrance. Ragrance. I can't stress how genius that is. Well done to Ray Meager, who plays Alf Ramsey from Home and Away. I know he listens every week. So a big old good day to Ray. And I will be purchasing some Ray Grunts online.
I think this only fit in during the Australian level of this podcast.
Yeah. Well, yeah, this level is very, very Australian. So let's keep it on that mad Australian level with... the word Ragrance.
Yes, so if you've reached this far, then put us in your Instagram stories, share us on Twitter.
Please.
Facebook, Bebo, MySpace.
Friendster.
Snapchat, I don't know, wherever you
X-hamster.
Use.
X-hamster.
Yeah, what? Anyway, share us with the word...
Do you know what that was? What I just...
Yeah, it was a joke, because I...
Oh, no, never mind.
Anyway.
Oh, all right.
Ragrance.
Yeah, Ragrance.
Hashtag Ragrance.
For the person who's always wanted to smell like Alf Ramsey, check out Ragrance.
I love how we get to things on this podcast that no one would ever expect us to have conversations about.
Nope. And I don't even think anybody will get this far.
No.
So thank you very much if you have.
But do you want to mention where you're going to be performing right tonight, Sean?
Oh, yes. This comes out on Friday, the 11th of October. Tonight, my band Raiders are in Exeter Cavern supporting Idiom. Tomorrow, Saturday, we play Plymouth Turbulence Festival. We're on at 6 o'clock. Come on down early. Come and see us. And then at the end of this month, on the 28th and 29th, we are supporting Funeral for a Friend, which is awesome. And I cannot wait. Cool. Is that everything?
I think that's pretty much anything. Unless
everything.
You have... Oh, yeah.
You said anything.
Yeah, I did. Everything. Well, anything is everything. I don't know. Words and poems.
What the fuck? Have you just had a stroke? It's my toast.
His any final thoughts.
Final thoughts? Final thoughts? Are there any final thoughts? What?
Do you have anything left to say, Sean?
No. Let's finish this now.
Okay.
Right. Bye.
Sapnin.
Lovely.
You're listening to Sapnin Podcast with Sean Smith and Morgan Richards. Thank you very much for downloading this podcast or streaming it, or I don't know what else you do with podcasts. Thank you very much.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.